This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Indians Guardians used to have a rule that they never wanted to give more than 25% of the total payroll to one player to even things out. An NBA guy, 7-footer, got 25% of the cap for 2026 for the champs. And so now I'm sitting here going, huh, talk about that in a second. Jim is in Solon. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Good, thanks. You guys are doing a great job. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you. We actually hate each other, so it makes it more fun when we hear people that
really.
We fool everybody. So
thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
We were talking about basketball and Larry Nance Jr.'s return and his following of the Cavs from afar. And you touched on the point of how AAU has changed that and those things.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I say AAU just because of basketball, but every sport has their version of an AAU influence. I just want to clear that. But go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
Right. Well, I'm 60 years old. I grew up in the 80s in Cleveland. I played basketball, high school and college level and beyond. And AAU was really in its infancy then, but there was still everybody who wanted to be a player. We knew what gyms were open, what time, where the good games were, where the good pickup games were. It wasn't an organized coach, schedule, referees. It's shirts and skins, call your own fouls, and the good players keep the court. And that meant whether we were, you know, I grew up on the east side in Solon. We were down in Cleveland Heights. I played summer league at Cleveland State with, you know, Kevin Mackey's teams. We just went where the best games were, regardless of structure, and we found each other out and played against the best players, whether it was Special K, Oakley, Scott Roth, all those guys from the Northeast Ohio area in that era.
So do you think the game hurts from not having the freedom there, or do you what do you think? I actually think that in that system that you grew up in, I don't know, guys get labeled, but I think when you get labeled by your peers, it's a little different than when coaches label. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's, if you're looking to get to the next level.
I agree 100%. I have a son who's 34, played college ball. We had to deal with some of the AAU issues as when he was coming up through high school and college. And I'm a little biased, but, you know, the game teaches you so many good lessons, and one of them is, you know, effort, good players, team players, high IQ players stay on the floor. It's not who's coaching. It's not whose parent is sponsoring. It's none of those things. It was a real stripped-down merit environment.
Jim, thank you. Appreciate it. Good perspective. Thank you. Appreciate that. I and again, I was kind of talking about some of the stuff before too. That it's the it's a generational difference. And then you get into where we are now with the game. And we brought this up in the beginning of the show, too. Chet Holmgren got the rookie max extension with the Thunder. So he's looking at fully guaranteed five-year maximum rookie contract, could reach up to $250 million, ESPN reports.
That's silly.
That's after missing 3 months during the season because of a hip injury.
That's silly.
It's insane.
Imagine a seven-footer with a hip injury.
Yeah, surprise. And lanky, too. It's not like, you know.
Missing your entire first season because of injury.
I don't. What's your take on that? And so you're looking at 25% of the cap there.
I think the financial things in pro sports are just absolutely insane.
And for the owners or for the players?
Not for anybody. For anybody who's watching. It's insane. And yet it must be okay because they keep doing it. And you're investing this amount of money in a guy who has played less than 140 games in his NBA career. Wow. It's unbelievable. Good for Chet. Good for Oklahoma City. They think they have a young guy, and he's clearly a really good young player, but it's silly. The one thing about it that with the NBA that makes it a little different to me, Andy, than, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, the Indians back in the day, we don't want to give one guy more than 25% of the payroll.
Which I thought actually was a pretty good idea.
Well, but look how many guys, they have 26-man rosters.
Yeah, well, also, do you remember they were willing to go over it for Tomey?
Well.
And probably Ramirez, they would have too.
They have 26-man rosters. Yeah. I get that. In the NBA, if you have three or four really good players who you're paying a ton of money to, you can fill out the roster with guys making a lot less and go out and win. So in the NBA, I kind of get it, except if you make that investment in those guys, they better be healthy, and they better be good. I mean, they have to live up to what they're being paid, because your team, as the Cavaliers are finding out right now, are going to be tied to that, to those contracts. And as punitive as things are getting in the NBA now with, you know, the second apron and everything else that I don't completely understand, I just know the more you get locked in, the more it's going to, you know, limit you to do things. You better make sure you sign guys who are good and can be on the floor. And I hope Chet Holmgren matches both of those criteria, because he's so fun to watch. Oklahoma City, so fun to watch. And Chet's really good, but he hasn't been really healthy. And yet he's going to cash in, baby.
And I'm just kind of looking at their roster. I'm looking at their
roster.
They're
going to have to pay Jalen Williams coming up, too.
Yeah.
So they're paying Shea. They just gave Shea ungodly amounts of money. And now you're paying Chet Holmgren.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're going to have to pay Jalen Williams.
Shea was on pace for, I'm just trying to remember.
What's he making, $58 million a year, something like that?
Yeah, you know where he was at, though, or what he was scheduled before that? Was he scheduled for $38.3 million?
Yeah, well, that's pretty good, too.
That was plan B.
That's pretty good, too.
For 22-27, he was estimated to go for 40.8. Hmm. That is a lot of money, man. And well, Holmgren went from 13. He was scheduled to make, without the extension, he was at 13.7.
Well, he's still, I think, does he still make that money?
For next year?
I don't think they rip it up. I think he just has the guarantee coming
his money's,
down the road.
Yeah, his money should start in 26, 27. Right, Dan? Does that sound right
to you? It's just
sure
a yeah. remarkable amount of money.
I have no idea.
And I,
you're a capologist.
You just can't make mistakes. You know, you just can't make mistakes. You can't outspend your mistakes because you've got to pay for them.
Or and you're going to sit in the basement.
But see, but let me ask you this, though. Mm-hmm. What option did Oklahoma City have?
None. If they wanted to keep him.
I think you have to pay the guy. That's the point. When you invest in a guy like Chet, and they invested, you know, big-time second overall pick, big-time player, you think he's going to be a cornerstone of your franchise. You got to pay him.
But do you...
He's one of the youngest guys on the team, too.
I think you do, don't you?
Do you want to give that amount of cash to a dude who...
No, I don't.
At his best is playing 50 games?
No, I don't. No, that's not completely fair.
So far. I'll add so far.
He missed 1 year, played every game the next year, and missed half of last season, but was back for the playoffs, which is why they won a title.
They came up big in the playoffs, too. Had a ton of block shots.
Why they won a title.
Yeah.
I just... Teams are going to identify, and you want proof? Look at our team. Teams are going to identify at least two, if not three or four people, who they think are going to be the entire hub of their team, of their roster. And then they're going to pay them. They're going to give up a boatload to acquire them, and they're going to pay them. And then they're going to fill in the spots around those guys, and they hope they get lucky. And if you have to rebuild around those guys each and every year, you'll do it. Boston did. Look at Boston with Tatum and Brown. I mean, Tatum and Brown are left from when they came in, and nobody else is. And they just keep moving in good players. Marcus Smart's a good player. He's out. Kristaps Porzingis is a good player. He's out. I mean, they're just going to keep doing that. Drew Holiday, out.
Here's my question, though, for you. So Holmgren ends up making $250 million on the extension. What does that mean your man Isaiah Hartenstein's worth? What does that mean? He's 27.
Well, he's not worth as much as Holmgren because he's been kicked around the league, and he's a veteran, and he's not the guy who's filled with promise.
Or Lou Dort.
Dort's a really nice player, but they can find guys. They found Hartenstein. I mean, they signed him as a free agent.
Yeah, we threw him out around here.
They signed him. Cavs didn't want him.
We put him in the trash.
Well, he's been around on a lot of teams, but he was a perfect fit for what they wanted. See, I keep going back to that word with the NBA. I don't think people understand how critical that is. You know, I don't think the Cavs have a good fit right now. Can they overcome it? Sure, why not? But they have to. It didn't work. But that's what teams are doing, and we've seen it for years. But it's becoming, I think Dan, more front and center with the salary cap that is now in place in the NBA. That is not a salary cap, but basically is a salary cap. They're going to have three, four, two, five guys. You're making the money, and we're putting other guys around you.
And it's almost like you have to do it the minute that these guys become eligible, because yep. either that or you run into what Denver is running into
with Jokic.
Right now. Did you see that report?
Yep.
Jokic, so for those of you who missed that one.
But they expected that.
Right. So the Denver Post is reporting that Nikola Jokic has turned down a max extension to sign it next year, because if he signs it next year, he'll get an extra $80 million if he signs next year on a max extension, because the cap is going up and up and up and up.
And let's go negative here. He can do that and risk a career-ending injury next year because he's made so much money already in the NBA.
Right.
I mean, if he's managed his money to any level at all, he has enough money to live the rest of his life on.
I mean, I don't know how much horses and beer cost in Croatia, but he seems pretty happy.
There you go. And so, yeah, you know what? I'm good. And the Nuggets expected him to do this. I'm good. I'm not going to sign the extension. I'm not going to sign a guaranteed, whatever it would be, $200-$300 additional million dollars, because next year I can get four. And if it all blows up on me, I'm still good.
Sorry, Serbia, not Croatia. I goofed up on that one. My bad.
Oh, sit in the corner and feel shame. Zach, quickly in Cleveland. Hi, Zach. How are you?
Hello, Zach.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to say, like, when you look back at the history of this and how fast all these contracts are just going up, is it even remotely sustainable? LeBron signed in Miami in 2010, and his was 110 for 6 years. And now we got Chet Holmgren, nice player, very good, but not that level. And he's signing for 250 plus for five.
And you don't even know if he's going to be healthy.
And the Cavs have four players. They have four players right now that are more than that LeBron contract.
Exactly.
Mobley's double.
Right. Is that a sustainable thing?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Zach, I've thrown that out. We threw that out at the beginning of the segment. I don't know if it's sustainable. I think it must be because the salaries keep going up. The owners keep paying them. And it just seems to work. Let me give a little more perspective on what Zach said. Do you remember, and I'll make it real quick, when the Cavs lost Hot Rod Williams to an offer sheet to the Miami Heat?
Yeah.
And then matched it?
Yeah.
If I recall correctly, and I think these numbers are dead on, it was a big contract at the time. And my Hot Rod made the infamous "I'm a Heat now" comment. I believe it was a 7-year, $26 million contract.
Wow, that's insane. When you look at the numbers where they are right now, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.